More than 400 Wisconsin Army National Guardsmen are stationed in the Middle East right now amid a new U.S. and Israeli war with Iran. It's Tuesday, March 3rd, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning. I'm Alex Crow. Lots to get to on the show today. Coming up, why some of the biggest companies in online gambling actually oppose a bill that would legalize the industry in Wisconsin. And nearly half of Wisconsin's lowest performing schools are all located in one part of the state. So what's being done to change that? Stay with us.
There's a certain spirit about being a Wisconsinite.
On Wisconsin Weekend, we celebrate that by exploring the stories that make the state special.
And we meet people doing interesting things who don't always make it into the headlines.
Connect with your Wisconsin community on Wisconsin Weekend.
Saturday afternoon at 3 and Sunday morning at 10 on WPR News.
More than 400 members of the Wisconsin Army National Guard are stationed in the Middle East right now. General Dan Kane heads the Joint Chiefs of Staff. He said Wisconsin troops are now supporting key operations in the U.S. strikes on Iran. Kane spoke during a news conference detailing those strikes.
The Integrated Reserve and National Guard forces have continued to demonstrate the value of America's reserve forces, including the Wisconsin Army National Guard operating in Kuwait and Iraq.
Wisconsin Guardsmen were deployed to the Middle East in November. The soldiers are assigned to the 1st Battalion, 121st Field Artillery Regiment, and 108th Forward Support Company. They were sent for a year-long mobilization tour. Some high-profile Wisconsin companies oppose a bipartisan bill to legalize online sports betting in the state. As Joe Schultz reports, it's supported by several of Wisconsin's tribal nations.
The legislation would allow Wisconsinites to place a sports bet on a cell phone or computer if the server used to host the wager is located on tribal lands. The bill passed the state assembly on a voice vote last month. It's unclear if it will receive a vote in the state senate. Some of the biggest names in online sports betting, like DraftKings and FanDuel, are against the proposal. Joe Maloney is president of the Sports Betting Alliance. It's a national trade association for online sportsbook operators. He says the bill could give tribes an unfair monopoly.
The consumer sees a number of benefits in any competitive marketplace, and certainly not exclusive to online sports wagering.
Several tribal leaders testified in favor of the bill last year, saying it would provide an important revenue stream. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Nearly half of Wisconsin's lowest performing schools are located on Milwaukee's north side. That's according to a new report by City Forward Collective, a nonprofit educational advocacy group. Corrine Hess has the details.
City Forward Collective analyzed Wisconsin's public and private schools using state data. They found only 18% of students living on Milwaukee's north side attended, quote, high-quality schools. Colestin Morgan heads City Forward. He says the findings aren't new, but demand attention from the state's elected officials.
What is the plan? Not a vague hand wave at more money, not the talking point of fully funding schools. What's the specific and concrete plan to address this challenge that we can hold them accountable to?
Milwaukee schools serve only 10% of Wisconsin school-aged children, but 57% of the state's Black students. The vast majority of those students either live or attend school on the city's north side. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.
An early child literacy nonprofit is teaming up with libraries and clinics to give out, quote, prescriptions to read during checkups. Reach Out and Read is a national nonprofit which gives young children books as well as literacy guidance to parents during well-child visits. The program educates parents, regardless of literacy level, on how to read one-on-one with their child. Now they're partnering with the Milwaukee Public Library to expand their shared reading program to two more clinics. It's thanks to a recent $300,000 grant from the Johnson Controls Foundation. D.D. Williams is Reach Out and Read Wisconsin's executive director.
The power of from birth to 5 years taking time for that shared reading, it's a calming effect. It's creating a routine, security, and stability, especially during uncertain times.
They hope to reach 6,000 children in the Milwaukee area in the next 2 years. Coming up, there are some new regulations for forever chemicals in Wisconsin. Stay with us.
As a thank you for your donation, we have a special gift for you this drive. It's a mug featuring WPR's logo that is soon to be your favorite.
A ceramic mug, speckles on it.
Orange rim.
I like the big handle on it.
I want to share it with people I love in my life.
I would always have it filled with a hot beverage.
Coffee every day. Lots of coffee.
Hot chocolate.
My hot tea in the afternoon.
Ask for your WPR logo mug when you give $12 a month or more at WPR.org.
And finally, Governor Tony Evers announced earlier this week that he's approved bringing Wisconsin's PFAS and lead regulations in line with federal standards. As Danielle Kading reports, the move comes as the Democratic governor is locked in a legal battle with Republican leaders.
The new state rules for PFAS and lead mirror federal regulations put in place by the Environmental Protection Agency under former President Joe Biden. They limit PFAS in drinking water and require replacement of all lead pipes by 2037. But his approval comes as the Democratic governor and Republicans are fighting over agency rules. Last summer, the Wisconsin Supreme Court scaled back the legislature's ability to indefinitely block agency regulations. Afterward, Evers told state agencies that his signature is all that's needed before rules can be published. Then GOP Assembly Speaker Robin Voss and Senate President Mary Felskowski tried to change guidelines on publication of rules. Evers sued. The governor accused them of ignoring the court's ruling, and the legal battle remains ongoing. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And of course, we'll end the podcast with a quick check of your forecast. Feeling like it might actually be spring out there. A little bit of a wintry mix in southwestern Wisconsin to start the day, but things are getting better as the day goes on, with highs in the 40s and plenty of sunshine today. Overnight, partly cloudy with lows in the 20s and 30s, and wouldn't you know it, even warmer by tomorrow. And that'll do it for this Tuesday. Glad you could join us. Thanks for being here for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producer today was Courtney Everett. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.